Okay, here we are, Yerushalmi Moed Katan, Halacha Tet in Perek Rishon. Ma'amidim tanur v'kirayim b'moed, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, in mechapshim et ha-rechaim b'techila. Tanur Rav Chalafta Marshal, u'bilvad shalo yigadlenu b'techila, when we matter over here, Ha'amadat tanur v'kirayim, it means to connect them to the ground. But to make it, milachatchila, that's already considered to be a tircha yitera. Tani, tanur v'kirayim chadashim, if you've got a brand new tanur v'kirayim, ain't sachinato b'shemen, they used to smooth them down using oil and also to make them shine. And it should say the ain't tashinotam b'matlit. What they would do is they would now take a wet rag to smooth it as it heated. The ain, so that it should say tashin, not tolin. The ain chosminotam b'tzonin b'shvil shiyitchasmu. And you also can't strengthen it by pouring cold water over it in order for it to temper it. And that is something that would make it roif la'achar hamoyed, Rashi says elsewhere. So that's because since you don't need these tikkunim in order to cook in it, yeah. It's usable the way it is. Mm-hmm. These are long-term needs we don't need to do during chol hamoyed if it's not the tzarech hamoyed. The correct use is ve'im bishvil lishvot aleim ha'tagdeira mutar. If the reason that you're doing the cold water on them is because you're afraid now that the heat is so high it's going to burn whatever is in your pot, so you're just pouring the water not for tempering them, but just to cool them, that you're allowed to do, in order that it should be the right temperature. With tani kein, indeed we can bring a raya that tanur v'kirayim are considered to be iser, unless but they're obviously, if they wouldn't be roy yet to use without doing all of these things, they wouldn't be considered to be a kli at all. And yet here we see it says tanur v'kirayim chadashim, which means that we haven't done the tempering, we haven't done the tushing, we haven't done the oiling. Nonetheless, it considers them to be a kli shemlach to liyaser, and they're in kikola kelim and metatul and bechotzer. So if you need them for some purpose, even a kli shemlach to liyaser, you're allowed to use the tzarech gufoy. But if these would be just unusable things and not considered to be kelim yet, so it would be also completely be like moving a rock, which you can't use the tzarech gufoy. Rabbi Yudin, Rabbi Shmuel, hori midochak lavi kira chadash libeto oman. Indeed, there was once where there was they had no other place that they could put a pot down, and he said, "Look, you can go into the Beit HaUman." And basically, it was supposed to finish this; it hasn't gotten around to finishing yet, and use it. So apparently, you see clearly that in a pinch, medochak, these are usable things. Since they're usable in a pinch, it's considered to be tzarech hamayit to complete them now. Continues the Eliker Halocha V'yosin Ma'akel Gagun Amir Peset Ma'aseh Hediot Avalo Ma'aseh Uman Shofin Et Asedakin U'Magimin Otan B'Magila B'Yad V'Regel Avalo B'Mechot Zayin Hatzir V'Yatzinor Akora V'Haman Uva Mavteach Shem Nishbro Mitaknin Otan B'Moed U'Bevad Shelo Yechavin Malachto B'Moed Kivashim Shu Yachol Le'achol Me'en B'Moed Kovshan. Says the Gemara, Ligad, the shear of a marquet that you're allowed to do during Chol HaMoed, is shlosha, and limirpeset, the shear is asara. Because, as we said, we've shown and point out that it can't be referring to a case where people are actually up on the roof, where it would be a gag that was chayev mamish, then why would you have to do the shinui? So that's what we're saying. Three is also sufficient over here as maximum you should do during Chol HaMoed. So you don't need mamash asara. I mean, best it was more likely somebody would come out, and so over there you need asara. Shafinat asadakim, says the halacha, Tani Rebichia, when you do this shafin, it has to be with a shinui. So hashaf yishav beregel, and ma'agel can only be ma'agel with ma'agela shel yad. The case in the Mishnah, what is Rabbi Chiya saying? He's saying, obviously, not his chayuk in the Mishnah, but the case in the Mishnah, ma'asnisu ma'agela ketana, so that when it says in the Mishnah, ma'agel b'yad beregel, he's understanding that to mean a ma'agela ketana. And Madatani Rabbi Chiya is talking about ma'ala ma'agela yidola. He says that ma'agel yad, he's talking about a ma'agela yidola, which cannot be used now, beregel, at all. So they were matir because of that to be ma'agel biyad. So in other words, if there's no shinui that shayek, so then it's okay to use it. Because what are you supposed to do?
Like changing hands or...
That's what he's talking about. And in the Bavli, we weren't matir using the kli at all. And he's being matir to use the kli in a different way. In other words, in the Bavli we said, biyad kimin ma'agila. That's the way that we understood the sugya. Instead of the tool. He's talking about using a tool in an unusual way. And therefore what he's saying is that if you can't use it in an unusual way, so then if you can't use it, you can use it biyad. Now, all of these cases, continues the Mishnah, of actually scavenged Malachim and Mai, like the case, Kehada Ramona, Itbar Uka Desome, Ramona had a case where one of the steps of his ladder broke, Shol L'Rabiona Avui, and he asked his father Rabiona, and surely he was martyr to be Metaken, Afilu Kain, and even though he was martyr, he told him, you know what? Go out and find a Talmud Chacham, a Zakeh, and ask him, don't rely on me. So he went out, Nafak v'yashkech Rebon Bakahana. And he asked him, v'sharlei, and indeed he was matir, v'sharlei. V'chol kvashim sh'yachol l'achol,
v'sharlei.
Yeah. V'kvashim sh'enu yachol l'achol, man, obviously not, right? So you can't. We're only saying that where you don't already own the thing that is now going to get ruined if you don't salt it. If you've got it already and it's going to be ruined if you don't salt it long term, then you could even salt it during Chol HaMoed. Tony, lo yeyotzeu malaket asavim u'mochran b'shuk she'im dako l'achol miyem b'moed. It says in the Brisa, you should not go out and pick things to sell where these are not things that normally are used during Chol HaMoed. Omer Avoshaya, im Omer Atkenim Tzeta Matir Tumalut B'Moed. Why are we saying this? Because we would allow you to do that kind of thing, even things that aren't used during the Moed, they're going to end up being Matir, any type of Umanut B'Moed, and saying there's no difference between Tzarech HaMoed and Lo Tzarech HaMoed. Wait a minute. Lo kin amar Rabbi Ba, hadad atam Rabbi Sheinan avudim, ava ima yadavara avud mutar. I thought we said that things that you can't, if you don't do now, are going to get ruined. So aren't these things going to get ruined if you don't sell them?
Sell in the field?
Yeah. Across. And why can't you sell them? Masnisen mishalata merega. There the Braita is talking about where during the regal, you had already picked them. You could have left them on the ground. And that's a different thing. We were saying, don't pick them. Wait till after the Moed and don't pick them now during the Moed. Whereas Madyom Rababa was talking about where already you had the Schara from before Yantar. Shalot Amir Varegal. Now the questions are going to get ruined if you don't salt them. Fine. So that you can salt, but you certainly can't go to pick Lechat Chiva. Hadron Alok Perak Mashkin. Halacha Aleph, Perek Beis. Mi shafach et zeitav vir o avel o ones o shita uhu to in kore rishona umenicha lachamo. Rabbi Yossi omer zolif vegomer vegaf kidarko. You do everything normally. Now, Anantanina Misha Fakatitav, the Mishnah says over here, Misha Fakatitav, which is mashma, that this happened to him once. And that's the machlokas that we're talking about over here, that they were only matir kol rishon. Tony Rabbi Chiya, Misha haya zeitav hafuchin, as Rabbi Chiya understands, it's talking about over here, that it was done more than once. Hafuchin v'shinuyim. Now, matznisa tzrich l'rabchia tzrich alam matznisa. The truth is, we need both cases. Let's say, ilo tanina, v'lo tana Rabbi Chiya. Suppose Rabbi Chiya hadn't brought the braita that said that it had already gone through two stages of preparation. Right? And it just said, misha hafach. So then what would I would have said? Havin amri. I would have said that Rabbi Yehuda was matir to do Korah Rishona and only Korah Rishona because there's not that much loss if it hasn't gone through the heating process twice. But let's say he had, this is what I would have thought. Let's say that if Avalim Afkan Rishanyan, then maybe even Rabbi Yehuda would have been matir to go through the whole process exactly like Rabbi Yossi. The only reason Rabbi Yehuda didn't matir it is maybe because he only did it once. But had you done it twice, we're over there, you're going to have a hefsed merubah, maybe it would be made. So, therefore, we see that we need Rabbi Chiya to tell me, even if he was hafach v'shana, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can only do the first Korah, and no more than that. But on the other hand, let's say, let's say we would only have had the bright, and would have said, Misha fach vishana. That you did it twice, in other words, right? And wouldn't have just said Misha fach. So then what would I have thought? I would have said that Rabbi Yossi was only matir to be sochet where there's going to be a major hefset because you were already hofek vishonet. Avalim avchan pamachat. Maybe Rabbi Yossi would have held also to be made attributed at Sosa Divriya Kol Asur because you don't have the same level of hafsid if it was only first hafuch once. Which means that we need both our Mishnah and we also need the bright of Rabbi Chiya, that it doesn't matter whether it was hafach once or hafach twice, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi stick to their svara. Omer Rebbe's Pinchas by Rabbi Zechiah. He was mefarish now otherwise, that Matznisin is talking about the Atinim, where it says that they did it only one time, like it says in our Mishnah, and not like the Brisa says. That's talking about where the olives have already been in a Ma'atin, means that they had already warmed up, so now they're going to be ruined. But what Rabbi Chiya was talking about, Hafach Vishana was not talking about that they had been heated in the Ma'atin, but rather Begargarin. They're spread out, and they're basically in the open air. Therefore, if you don't do a normal Sfita on them, nothing's going to happen unless it's happened twice. So then, the very act of putting them together and throwing them out to spread, that already loosens the oil in them. But without just putting them out one time, no disaster is going to befall them if you don't finish the process during the morning. Rabbona de Kesaren, Amrin. Rabbona Kesaren hold the way we said it the first time, basically. That both cases are the same and one is Megal on the other, but they said it slightly differently. What they said was like this. The Masnita is Kribyosa. So what you could do is that the Mishnah is coming to tell me a chiddush al libet Rabbi Yossi. In other words, even though it was only ma'apik this of once, so it's not going to be so bad. Nonetheless, Rabbi Yossi is matir, so the chiddush is in Rabbi Yossi, and he's matir even in once. And the brighter of Rabbi Chiya, that's the chiddush al libet Rabbi Yossi, that even though you were hafak v'shana, and there's more of a chance to be coming to a loss, nonetheless, Rabbi Yehuda was only matir the Kairo Rishayna. Okay, it's basically the same thing as the first trap, but it's just said in a sharper way. One is the Chiddush Rabbi Yehuda, one is the Chiddush Rabbi Yehuda. רבי יהודה אומר, יהווה דבר מועט ואל יהווה דבר מרובה. And that's basically what Rabbi Yehuda is saying, is that we're not chayish for hefsed muat, and we are chayish for hefsed meruba. So therefore, the first korah that would cause a hefsed meruba if we didn't do it, that I matu, but I can't be matu to you to do the whole thing, because the rest, once you've already done the korah rishona, the loss that you're going to take on not doing the whole thing right away is minimal. Rabbi Yossi, on the other hand, holds that you're not supposed to absorb any loss. Al yaveh davar kolika. So that they were matir in order not to be bali de hefsed, even if it's hefsed muat. Reb Yehuda bar Pazi, b'shem Reb Yochanan, says k'shem shach kalukin kan, the same exact machlokas we have between Reb Yehuda and Reb Yossi bar Cholam Moed, kachem kalukin b'ilchot ava. So do they have the same machlokas when it comes to malacha b'mei evlo? Now, Lamaisa, of course, as Tosis points out in the Bavli, this is really not true. It's not kishem, because there it's reversed. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who's more makel, because Rabbi Yehuda, remember, said even hefsed muat you don't take b'mei evlo, whereas Rabbi Yossi is the one who says no. Or, I mean, the Rabbonin, we can assume it's Rabbi Yossi. They say, no, it's big deals. If you don't have it pished, then you do something else. You know? Don't have it. So it's a reversal from other, which is understandable, because we saw there were reasons. Indeed, there were opposites for it. So, I mean, it's very strange that the Rishami says it's the same machlokas, but the truth is the Ridvas points out that it's the derech in the Rishami to say when there is a machlokas that it's kishem, even when it's not exactly the same machlokas, but the svaras are the same. They may be reversed, but it's still considered to be kishem, and that's the derech. It's not a kash. To Tani, where do we see in a braita? This is from the Masechet Tzemachos. Where do we see in a braita that they argue also by avelus? The same braita that we have today in our Gemara. Elu dvarim shosim la bimei avelu dorchim et aveto. It's talking about the grapes are ready to be pressed. Zolfinet yino, and gafinet chaviyotav, zeitav afuchin. And here's where we have the braita, shinuyin, twice. Tochanan kedarkan, umashkin beta shlachin shalom, b'shig yezman alishtot, mizorin et niro pishtan, b'reviya divrebuda. Why should we allow him to do that? Imenan Israel Pishtan Tizaram Minacher. Imenan Israel Pishabat Zu. So next week after the Shiva. Tizarab Bishabat Abba'ab. So it's not considered to be a hefsed sufficient to be mat. Who is the Amrullah over here? Manu Amrullah, Rabbi Yossi. That's interesting. Mikhla Fashitasi the Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, what we're doing is we're reversing the sheep this year. Because Tamanu Amr Yaveh Davar Mimuad, Yaveh Davar Maruba. When it came to Chol HaMoed, the Rabbi Yehuda was only matir to do the Korah Rishona. So he was more matir. And over here, he says the opposite, that by Avelis, they were matir, the hefsed muat, to be Zorea Pishtan. Even though the Pishtan, Pishtan will make him, let's say, 10% more. It's not going to ruin the field. If he waits another week, he plants something else. But nonetheless, even the hefsed muat, he was matir. Why is that? Shanyahi, it's different. Because Tamanch Darkola Harim, when it comes to Chol HaMoed, people don't take Chol HaMoed so seriously. And they're always finding ways to be Mariam. I'll do this in order that they'll be Matir for me. So it could be that over a year it would be Mahapech HaZesa. And he'll claim that they were Mahapuchim before, I didn't know, whatever. And therefore he was only Matir to be telling the Korah Rishona. But, I mean, B'mei Avelo, people are not, first of all, they take Avelut seriously. And they're not preparing for Avelut before to do a trick that it should be. So therefore, we don't have to be chayish for our Roma. But because you came Michal for Shitas the Rabbi Yosef, it's but what about the other direction? Why did Rabbi Yosef switch? I mean, if anything, you're telling me as far that it makes more sense to be more Mekil by Evil, and yet Rabbi Yosef is more Machmir by Evil. Why is that? Because, I mean, Main Taman Shadarkalat Amrin. Amrin at Mutar, it's the correct here. So if for Cholomoy we're over there, you do have a Chashash of Aroma. Nonetheless, Rabbi Yossi is Matir to do it Kedarko and not only the Korah Rishona. So Kan Shein Darko La'arim, when it comes to Avelut, where we don't have the Aroma. So Koshkin, it should be Mutar even for Afsid Muat to be Zoreya the Pishtan for him, or to be Zoreya to stay near for him. Omer Rabbi Chanina. The man who omer lo was not Rabbi Yossi. The man who omer lo was indeed the Chachonim who hold the sheet of Rabbi Yudah when it comes to the Moed, and they hold of him when it comes to Moed, but they don't hold of him when it comes to the Heter. In other words, they're not they only hold of him partially, like Lashon and Bavli, right? Svira kamo b'Moed. And they're not smelling come up by the Avimut. So okay, so therefore they applied the same din to the Avimut as they did by the Moed. Rabbi Yehuda himself held that you could be more Mekel. But in a chinam, Rabbi Yossi certainly wouldn't. I mean, Rabbi Yossi, well, what would be the svara to go in the other direction? Very good.